This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call here. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And before the break, we were talking with Jesse in regards to mustard weed in his pasture. So I just did a little bit of looking up some things because, mustard weed, spraying anything in a pasture for horses makes me a little bit nervous, right? They say that, horses don't really like to eat it unless it's taller than the grass that is there, and mustard weed tends to get bigger, right? So that's where I get nervous. Also, if it's bigger than everything and you've sprayed it with glyphosate, that can really harm the horse. Just looking it up. Mustard seed, with as little as 25% of a horse's body weight, can be toxic. So I can understand why, you want to get rid of it. We don't want to harm them. But the early part of the season is when, they say is the best because it's young, it's easier. What I would look at doing is possibly spraying like a 2,4-D, which you can find it in like a Bonide weed killer concentrate. It's the active ingredient is what it is. But 2,4-D would be all right. It kills a lot of them but won't kill the grass underneath it. A lot of times they say to keep any animals from grazing on it for like a week or so, week to 10 days. So that might be the other option to do, versus just using a glyphosate. Cause that, it just makes me nervous, to be spraying it, over, where, horses are going to graze.
And what I've been doing is keeping it mowed.
Yep.
So it doesn't feed. I mow it short, as short as the grass.
Yep.
And right now, because I don't want to put anything out there, but what product would have the 2,4-D, or would I have to just look at the label?
So one of the products that has it from Bonide is it's called Weed Beater Plus, and this one actually has crabgrass and broadleaf weed killer on the bottle. You can buy it in concentrate. You can buy it in a hose end sprayer. You can buy it in a number of different sizes to get it to spray over it. I'm just trying to think if there's any what else it says. But it usually, so this is, it's the active ingredient. You could also look online and just type in 2,4-D, or just type in 2 space 4 space D, it'll pop up. But if you are looking for like a concentrated version, you can get it straight, or you can get it with that Weed Beater Plus crabgrass and broadleaf weed killer. Kills a number of weeds and won't kill underneath the won't kill the grass underneath it. Yeah, I just, you know, again, some of these things, you just got to take a look at the fine print and see how long you would have to wait before you could have an animal forage out there. That's when I just get nervous on putting anything like that down. Usually on this, you don't want to mow for like a few days prior because you want it to be actively growing versus being chopped down when you spray it. You also don't want to water before or after about 24 hours. So if it's rained within 24 hours, you don't want to put it down. So there's a few things to it. With a pasture, it's hard to say this is the exact thing to do, but this might be, if you can keep an area where the horses aren't going to graze in one area, spray that, and then move them to the other. I mean, easier said than done, I know. But that would be the best ideal way to do it.
Right now, the mares are about to foal in the next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And I won't put them out there until the foals are, you know, somewhat keep up with mom, and you know what I'm saying? So
yeah, so it seems like you might have like about a month, I would think, a little over.
Yes.
So maybe that, you know, maybe now's the time to do it.
Yes, sir.
You know, and just the other thing we'll do, what I would suggest doing is if you spray it, once you've kind of gotten like two mowings out there, because you're going to mow some of it anyways because some of it's going to get through, then it would be kind of safe to get out there. And that's usually about a month. So I think if you could do it now and they're not going to go out for at least a month, you might be all right.
Yes, sir.
And what once in about 2 weeks, what I'd also look to do is if you can get a pasture mix of like seed, add that over the top of everything, because what it'll do is it'll fill up some of the areas where that mustard weed was. So it's not likely, if any seeds somehow got there, it's not likely to come back there. You're covering it up more and giving more of an ability for the horses to forage.
Oh, excellent. And I had read, I'm a wildlife biologist, and I had read that Roundup or glyphosate was showing negative effects in wild animals being able to even, carry to full term. So that was one of my concerns.
Well, so that's the thing with glyphosate is it there's so much to it that, you know, you don't want them to forage. You don't want anybody to. So I try to get away from that. You know, the 2,4-D is, you know, it's still a chemical, right?
Yeah, sure.
So it's not, you know, we're not ideal here. And so that's why if you can get rid of it early enough and then continue to put pasture seed down to almost choke out the non-wanted seed, you know, weeds, you can actually do it naturally long term, whereas you might only have to do this once and then naturally choke out that mustard weed by reseeding multiple times.
Gotcha.
Okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
All right, Jesse. Good luck.
First time I've heard you, and I'm impressed.
Awesome. I appreciate that.
I was driving to church, and now I'm helping set things up at church, and it's awesome how things happen. I really appreciate it.
No problem, Jesse. You have a great rest of your day.
God bless you, and God bless your awesome show.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have another call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Joan is in Sandwich.
Joan, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick. We enjoy your show.
Thank you.
I have a we have a two-part question here for you.
Sure.
First one is we have this very large Rose of Sharon that got cut down in November to about a foot and a half. Is it going to come back, or should we just get rid of it? It was super big to the point, you know, the rooftop. And I was told it would grow back, and I don't think it's going to grow back.
The thing about Rose of Sharon is just as you think it's not going to come back, all of a sudden it does. It just always has happened that way. So I think you're going to be okay with it. It's going to take some time. It is one of the later plants to actually show that it is alive and thriving. So it's just, again, it's one of those things where it's going to take a little bit of time for it to show, but I think you're going to be okay. What I would look to do is scratch a little of the bark that is there. If there's green underneath it, it's coming back for you. If the whole area is kind of brown and dehydrated and rotted out, that's when you look at it and say, yeah, maybe it's no good.
Okay, I was also told that if it does grow back, it won't grow back well.
Not necessarily. So I have to hit a break, but I want you to hang tight with me, because on the other side I'll give you some more information on that. Our phone number,
you.
No problem. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take that break. We'll be back in a few.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
Do you want to stay all natural? Then use all season oil from Bonide to control aphids, mealybugs, mites, and scale in your vegetable and flower garden. Also great for your trees and shrubs. Also new and all natural, a Japanese beetle killer with pyrethrum. And for your flower and rose garden, Rose RX 3-in-1 for organic rose and flower gardening. That's Bonide, where gardening isn't scary.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, before the break here, we were talking with Joan in regards to Rosa Sharon that she has. And it was pruned back in the fall. And just wondering, you know, is it going to come back? What's really going to happen with it? Now, Rosa Sharon can be pruned really anytime during the year. It's not like a specific. It usually the best time to do it is after the leaves have fallen or before they've come on. So we're really in a good time frame to be doing all that. So I think we're good there. As far as the plant itself, honestly, I think you're going to be okay. I think excuse me. I think I wouldn't worry about it, and I don't think it's going to have a problem coming back to you as the same plant. Was it a bush form or was it a tree form?
More like a tree. It has a big, thick trunk and was as tall as the rooftop of the first level, I should say.
Okay, and when it was pruned, was it pruned so that basically it just went to the lower stump? So now I understand why you might be, you know, saying that it won't come back the same way, because sometimes they're grafted, so that could be part of it. As long as it wasn't below the graft, so the graft is where the plant is. Sometimes they'll take one style plant, put the Rosa Sharon on top of it on the base to grow it that way. So that's why it happens. So when you cut back that far, sometimes it can affect it. So maybe that's where that comes into play here. So You know, I really would check it out, see if you're seeing any real damage to it, seeing if there's brown on the if it's brown on the stem itself when you scratch the bark. If it's green underneath there, I would leave it, honestly.
Oh, good. Good. My husband loved it. And one landscaper said it wouldn't grow back well, but he didn't say it was dead either.
You know, what I would do is if you're seeing some green on there, look at adding something to the soil, like a 10-10-10 or,
yes. You
know, a plant tone or a tree tone, one of those to help give it some nutrients back so that it's not, you know, not looking for the nutrients. You're helping provide the nutrients to it.
Mm-hmm. I was planning on putting 10-10-10 on it in a week or so.
Yeah, I mean, you could definitely do that. Where in Sandwich, you're warm enough where you might be able to do it this week, but a week from now is fine, too.
All right, terrific. I will do that. Thank you very much. I hope it comes back. Could I possibly email you a picture of it?
Yeah, definitely.
All right, I'll do that and get your opinion on it. It was a big, beautiful tree, whatever, shrub.
Yeah, that's not a problem. I can definitely take a look.
It's been 34 years, so, you know,
wow.
I can keep it.
Yeah, yeah. Understandably right. So.
Okay, thank you. My second question is about those pesky turpentine beetles that are getting some of our pines.
Okay.
Are you familiar with those?
Well, what seems to be the problem? And I can go over it a little bit.
Well, there's all the sap at the base of a bunch of our pine trees here. Some have it, some don't. And one person said that the turpentine beetles, which is pretty prevalent here on the Cape, and if you don't treat them, they'll spread to all of them.
I mean, that is true when it comes to a lot of things, a lot of insects. Mm-hmm. You know, I'd be looking... you could be using like a tree and shrub mix. It's a Bayer or Bonide. It's called tree and shrub. It's a liquid form that you could put into the soil, and it will go into the plant to help get rid of them. That is a chemical, but it is beneficial to do that. If you want to hang tight, just on the other side of the break, I'll give you more information for everybody else. I will be right back.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a color storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
USA Radio News. Russian forces have reportedly destroyed an oil refinery in central Ukraine. In Odessa, local officials say Russian attacks destroyed critical infrastructure near the port city, most likely a fuel depot. Russia's defense ministry says the missile strikes destroyed facilities that were being used by Ukraine to supply its troops. Former President Donald Trump held a rally in Washington Township, Michigan, Saturday night.
Biden and the congressional Democrats triggered massive inflation, and the middle class is now being crushed by the highest gas and food prices in the history of our country.
Two people were injured Saturday in a lightning strike at a spring training game between the New York Yankees and Atlanta Braves in Tampa. The strike was reported in the parking lot of Raymond James Stadium next to the Yankees spring training base of Steinbrenner Field. A man said to be in his 60s and a woman in her 20s were struck by lightning and taken to a hospital where they were stabilized. This is USA Radio News.
Peace talks between the leaders of Russia and Ukraine could be in the works. A Ukrainian negotiator says draft peace treaty documents could set the stage for direct talks between Russian President Putin and Ukrainian President Zelensky. There are reports the two leaders could meet in Turkey to discuss an end to the war. An Algerian man imprisoned at the Guantanamo Bay Detention Center for nearly 20 years has been released. Safouyan Barhoumi was repatriated with assurances from the Algerian government that security measures would be imposed. The Pentagon did not provide details about those security measures, which could include restrictions on travel. President Biden and the First Lady celebrated the commissioning of the Navy's Virginia-class attack submarine USS Delaware Saturday.
Today marks the beginning of an incredible journey. The ship's long and faithful service to our country.
The ceremony at the Port of Wilmington took place after a two-year delay due to the pandemic. The USS Delaware is the first to be commissioned in the water. This is USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Joan in regards to the turpentine beetle. So a couple things here. So you'd be looking for a product that has permethrin or bifenthrin in it. Trying to find the exact product for you. And a lot of times what they actually say is you're supposed to spray the first like 6 to 8 feet of the trees in order for it to really take effect and kill those turpentine beetles. Sometimes the larvae, what they will do is they will go into the bark and get underneath there, and that's how they'll kill it. So bifenthrin is the number one way to get rid of it. I'm trying to look and see, but you know, using some other products like a systemic insecticide or the annual tree and shrub, both of those don't have bifenthrin in it. So that's what makes me kind of wonder if it would work, but there's a possibility to it. But when you do spray, you know, bifenthrin is the way to go and spray, you know, 6 to 8 feet into the trees to get rid of them.
Okay. We have so many of them. I might just have it professionally done. I just wondered if there was any other thing you could do. And I don't cut down a couple of the pines that have it anyway because they're very big. And they could hit the house during a storm. So they say once you cut them, they have beetles. The beetles release, and the lava jumps onto all the other pines in the yard.
The other thing that happens with them is they go into trees that are weaker. So any trees in the area that seem to have, you know, some dead or damaged, even if they're not as big as the other ones, take a look at seeing of getting rid of those because they go towards those first.
Sure.
The other thing that they do is they can live in a trunk, in like a stump. So making sure if you grind it down, that type of thing, that helps as well to get rid of them in the area. So it's not just, you know, cutting the tree down, because sometimes they can live in the stump because they do like the first 6 to 8 feet of the tree. So that's another thing to look at. And just cleaning up any of the dead and damaged is another thing.
Okay, I'll make sure we do that.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you very much, Patrick.
All right, Joan, have a great one.
Hey, you too.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Nathan, who's up next?
Patricia's in Lowell.
Patricia, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can I help you today?
Yes, good morning. I said I'd call you back, and I'm calling you back. So I'm getting ready pretty soon here to put my apple seeds in the back of the refrigerator with a damp paper towel and a closed plastic bag.
Perfect.
So I need to know, yeah, what do I do after that?
Well, once they start to germinate, that's when we're going to start to plant them. But what you need to do is check on them every couple weeks, every so often, making sure that the paper towel that's in there is still moist. Not like dried out, because if it dries out, that can be the end of what you're trying to do. But the cold process can take, it can take some time for the apple seeds to really get developed.
I'm guessing if you have like a stainless steel refrigerator, it gets colder, so it'll probably take longer. And if you just have a standard kind of refrigerator, it may be shorter, is what I'm thinking.
It could be. Sometimes it's about 6 weeks in total.
Okay. Okay.
So that's kind of what we're looking at. But it's, again, you want to check it, maybe every 7 to 10 days to make sure it stays that moisture. But in about 7 to 10 days, in about 6 weeks, you'll start to notice that the seed itself will almost like crack and start to show some sort of growth. When you start to see that, that's when you want to start to plant them, right?
Okay.
Have you put them already in there?
No, I haven't. I haven't put it in the bag yet. I was going to do that. I just want to make sure that I'm going to be around to keep checking it.
Okay.
So I'll put it in where I know I'm going to be here on a regular daily basis to check it.
Okay.
Because I like to do things at a certain time of day, and then I don't forget them.
Understandably so. So a couple things with it, all right? So you get the seed out, you'll clean it, you'll get, nothing left from the core, right?
Mm-hmm. I put them in a jar with the cover and just store them.
So what they actually say to do with some of these, to help move this process along a little bit, is actually get a piece of sandpaper.
Oh.
And put the seeds on one side of the sandpaper where it's the rough side. Fold it over so you have it on both sides, so it's not like you have to do one side then flip it. So you kind of have it on both, and kind of just slide it back and forth a bit with one, usually one seed at a time, and you just do it gently. But what you're doing is you're getting a little bit of that coating off. You don't want to break it down so that it breaks the whole seed apart. So you're not pushing hard on it. You're just giving it a little bit of a scrape.
Okay.
Right?
So lightweight, kind of light.
Yeah, light.
Pieces.
Yeah, exactly. So then you'll put it. Then you'll get a paper towel that you've gotten wet, and then wring it out so it's not just sopping wet, right? And then place them all in there, fold them over. You can even put it in like a Tupperware or whichever. Okay. And then usually, like I said, it can take 8 weeks, depending upon how. But you, what you'll notice is it'll have like a little like, it's almost like a whitish green, like root almost, start to pop out.
Okay.
When that
okay.
happens,
it's like plants. Yeah.
When that happens, that means they're ready to go. Then you put them in the potting mix. I will say, if it's been in there for, you know, 2.5 months and nothing's happened, it might not just be it. That one might not work. So not all of them are going to them are going to germinate. You know, you don't always get them to germinate. But the idea is if you can use a little bit of sandpaper, just roughing it up just a little bit, you might actually be able to make that process go a little bit quicker.
I have a question.
Sure.
Since sandpaper and vinegar can kind of, I know vinegar is acidic, so I'm wondering if, just as an experiment, if you were to spray it a little bit with a lightweight, not a real fine mist of vinegar, would that help kind of take that shell off, or would it just deteriorate the whole thing? Have you ever tried it?
I haven't tried that, but I'm just wondering if, you know, I'm wondering if it breaks it down too much, because we still want a little bit of the hard coating, because we want it to crack and have that root kind of pop out. We don't want to get rid of it all the way. And sometimes when it just sits in acid like that, over time it can break down the coating. So that's where I'd be wondering if that, you know, is really the best to do with it. I you know, it wouldn't hurt to try it.
Yeah.
It, you know, that's kind of what gardening is all about, is trying different things to see what works and what doesn't.
It's like cooking.
Seriously, it really is.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Sounds good to me. And then once you get that little root, do you just plant them in the ground somewhere and just drop them, a bunch of them in?
So what I would do is getting them in like a container, like a, just like a 6-inch plastic container, whichever you want. Put a few of them in together because they're not going to be huge. And then, you know, kind of space them out, see what pops up. And as they pop up, then you can start to transplant into other areas, other containers, and then eventually into the ground. It can take.
How long will this whole process take?
Well, to get a full tree where it will flower and fruit can take up to 7 to 10 years.
Okay, but before that happens, once you put it into the ground, before you put it into the ground, how long is that whole process? Is that 6 to 8 weeks?
You could. It could be. It's all going to depend. I mean, once, if you start this process now, 6 to 8 weeks from now when it starts to sprout, we're talking we're in June almost, right? And at that point, it's warm enough outside to be putting the plants out there. But what I like to do is, the reason why I keep them in a smaller area is because I can contain it. I know what I'm putting in there for water, food, etc. It's not in the ground where other plants are pulling nutrients as well.
Okay.
It's
any specific soil that you should be using?
No, not really. Honestly,
so
just
like
you're
going to put like it into the ground afterwards, right?
Yeah.
So it doesn't really matter. Okay.
You know, something that maybe has a little bit of compost in it, but nothing major, because when it's small like that, it doesn't need to pull up a lot. So maybe it's just a regular potting soil, something like a seed starter potting soil with a lighter mix to allow the seed itself to take root and grow on there. So I wouldn't go anything heavy.
Okay. So what if you have used some of that Bitone garden and vegetable food? Could you put that into the ground once in a while, like once or twice a year before the winter comes?
So the Bitone is really meant to, as when it's being transplanted or on those lines. You can put it in multiple times. It's not going to hurt it, but you almost want to go more specific when it comes to once the plant is growing, right? So with the, you know, this apple, once you start to get some growth to it in the fall, it's maybe using like tree tone at half the rate that you would in the spring to allow it to, you know, specific. Whereas the Bitone is more for transplant shock, new plantings, getting it going. Okay. And then you can go specific towards the plant style. So if it, you know, if it was something that needed more acidic soil, you would go with like a holly tone. But these, you're looking more for like a tree tone or a plant tone. One of those would be fine.
I'm just thinking of planting for future generations to come.
Yeah.
Since we've been out of the planting thing around here. I mean, there has been some farms and stuff, but we've kind of dwindled off over the years. So I'm thinking, what about the kids down the road? Let's do something for the kids down the road for future generations.
Well, definitely.
If everybody was to save their organic seeds from their apples, I mostly just get Fuji. I try to stick with the same one. Once in a while, I have to get something else. So what would happen if you mix two different kinds of seeds in the same place? I mean, and just say they did germinate and they did grow. Would that be a catastrophe for a tree?
Not necessarily. I mean, I'd look at it and say, are they compatible apples that help germinate, that help pollinate each other?
Okay.
The best way to look at that would be, honestly, because I couldn't tell you all of them, but go online and look at apple tree pollinators. Right? Apple tree pollinators will tell you which ones to go together, and those would, it would be like putting them together to allow them to pollinate a little bit easier.
Right.
All right.
I did some apple cider vinegar, too. I've been working on that one. Not wasting anything.
All right, Patricia, I appreciate it. We'll be back.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. I believe we got some more calls on the line. Nathan, is that right?
That is right. Rick is in Falmouth.
Rick, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hey, good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
Over the last couple of years, I've lost my front lawn to moss. Okay. Now I'm looking. I want to plant a new lawn seed this year, and I'm looking to see what I can use to kill the moss and still be able to seed it, you know, maybe 4 or 5 weeks later.
Okay. Well, so Bonide has a product called Moss Max. It comes in granules and in a liquid form. So it's definitely something you could be using. You could actually... So the granular form might be the best way to go with it. I think they have like a 25-pound bag or a 20-pound bag that you can be used. How many square feet do you have?
Probably between 1,500 and 2,000.
Okay.
It's not a big, not a real big area.
Okay. So what you need to do is this will kill the moss usually in a 24 to 48 hour period, but you do need to make sure you get rid of the moss once it turns black, right?
Okay.
That is part of the process here. Because if you don't do anything, it just sits there, right? And then it kind of goes back into the soil. So, you know, that's where I'd be, you know, that's where a lot of times with people when they look to get rid of moss, they leave it when it turns black and it just goes right back in. The other thing that you need to look at doing is sometimes you have to put it down a couple times. Sometimes it's not just about killing the moss, it's about what's underneath. Now, while we were talking here, I was trying to look it up. I know if you go to the Mahoney's in Falmouth there, they have the 20-pound bags of Moss Max right now. That they don't have the 6-pound, but they do have the 20-pound, so you can use it multiple times. But you'll see results. It'll start to green up the lawn as well underneath it, but the moss itself will start to turn black. Rake it up, and you're going to notice that underneath those areas might be kind of a hard packed or not so great, right? From there, you're going to want to use a product called Love Your Soil. That Love Your Soil helps break up the underneath it, releases some trapped nutrients and allows the nutrients that are already there to become active, which will help when you put new seed down so that they're almost getting fertilized right at the same time. And you don't really have to wait, you know, weeks to reseed. You can actually, I think it's only a few days, maybe, you know, 7 to 10 days maximum. It's not waiting, you know, months. To do it, especially this is the time of year where you want to, you know, push new growth in. You know, I'm trying to look at the package at the same time here. It doesn't even say, like, to wait to seed, right? Because you can use it around flowers, ornamental shrubs as well. It's not just in the lawn. So, you know, I wouldn't have a problem, like, a week later reseeding. So putting this Moss Max down, usually in 24 hours it'll start to turn black. Rake all that moss that's there out. Don't leave it. Use that Love Your Soil. That helps break up some of the compact areas, also releasing trapped nutrients, allowing those to go there so when you do fertilize or do seed, it has the right uptake to it. So that's everything that I would do. And then don't forget to use like a starter fertilizer on your grass seed as well.
Okay. How would you recommend I get the moss up, Patrick? If I don't break it, do you think I could take a thatcher and break it out?
You could, but sometimes it kind of puts it mixes it back into the soil. I'd almost go like with like an action hoe or something like that to pull it, and that gets everything.
All right. I appreciate the info.
Thanks, Rick. Have a great one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, that'll do it for this week. I'll see you next week, and as always, be good to each other. Get out there because it's warming up and plant something. We'll see you next week.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.